Dave Moore on Today FM.
Angela, hello again and welcome back to Ireland.
Thank you.
The last time we spoke, you weren't President Erica Sloan. You were President Mitchell in Zero Day.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of those two do you think would make the better president?
I think Erica. Right now, she really is under even more of a strain, more pressurized situation. President Mitchell, she was only considering, you know, it was her country, but this is the entirety of humanity.
That is a mission impossible that she definitely has to face.
Yes.
Now, the last time you were on and we spoke about Zero Day, you paid me a lovely compliment because I said, I love Zero Day. And you said, you love the way I say the word love.
I loved it.
Because that is such an Irish way to say things, the way we pronounce things. So I wonder if I spell out a word, can you pronounce it in an Irish way? And I'll use the same kind of O sound, right? The thing we spread on our bread. B-U-T-T-E-R. Say again.
Butter.
Butter. Not bad. That's actually really good.
Is that right?
Okay. It is. Butter. And then what about the second day of the week?
Monday?
No, the second. The next one.
Tuesday?
See, you say two. We say Tuesday. We chew it.
Tuesday.
She, like you're chewing on your butter sandwich. Tuesday. Yeah.
Tuesday.
And speaking of sandwiches, there is a thing in Ireland.
But Monday is the second day of the week.
Yeah, well,
in
that
America.
Was what I got out of that
it
conversation.
Starts with Sunday.
Andrew's weeks begin on Sundays. But the other thing in Ireland that we say all the time, instead of saying ham sandwich, we say hang sangage.
That's the
that is a weird one. I know it is.
That's a beach too far. Hang sandwich.
But as long as we've got butter out of it, that's the most important thing. Tom Cruise, is he Ethan Hunt all the time? Or is there another side to him that we don't see when we just see Ethan?
I think there's a bit of Ethan, a bit of, you know, careful recklessness, you know, there, you know, always game and, you know, ready for it with the perfect amount of energy to tackle. Yeah, always seen him, you know, 100% at all times. So,
and famously, he will do his own stunts, and we know that Simon Pegg does some of his own. Are you ever tempted to just push that stunt double out of the way and, you know?
Simon does some of his own stunts?
Apparently so.
Go, Simon. Okay.
At least that's what he's telling me. I don't know.
He might be making that up. Is he making that up? I'd make it up. You can't help but believe him, you know. He's so funny. I love him.
Would you be just happy to let the more, you know, robust individuals tumble across floors and take shots?
I'd be happy because I throw myself into it. And I always, you know, every time I've had to do stunts in the past, I always say to myself, oh, I always get a nick or a scratch or a cut or, you know, or something. I still got a real clicky ankle from doing my stunts in a project. And literally all I did was take a step to the right. I mean, I'm not walking, I'm not jumping, I'm not squatting. I literally took a step from center to the right.
And you hurt your ankle. Yeah, I think
I hurt my ankle.
We should remain sitting down and let Tom Cruise do all the stunts. That sounds like a plan.
Absolutely.
Angela, it's so great to talk to you again. Thank you so much. I can't wait. And next time I'll dream up some more Irish words you can pronounce perfectly.
Okay.
Thanks, Angela. Bye.
Thank you for that.
See ya.
Okay, bye-bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.